You've heard a lot about federal elections this year, but there are county-level races, too. A handful of top Salt Lake County officials are up for re-election this November, and three Democrats are being challenged by Republicans who work for them. As KUER's Nicole Nixon reports, that's causing some friction in places like the district attorney's office.
Nathan Evershed has worked as a prosecutor in the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office for a decade. But now, the Republican is challenging his boss over what he calls internal politics that's leading to employee turnover and low morale.
Since 2016, we have literally lost 30% of our attorneys. That is a huge cost to the taxpayer. It's a huge cost to the reputation of the office. It's a huge cost to our experience level.
That is a false narrative.
That's Evershed's boss, Democrat Sim Gill, who's seeking a third term as Salt Lake County DA.
Here's what the data shows, that the overall attrition rate is 7.7% for the last 8 years.
Numbers provided by the DA's office do show while turnover has gone up over the past few years, it's not nearly as high as Evershed claims. But for the Republican prosecutor, there's another issue. He says Gill has a bad track record for successful convictions. Evershed alluded to the corruption case of former Attorney General John Swallow, who was found not guilty on all counts last year.
There's a big perception out there that you've seen the charges, you've seen the headlines, you even saw my opponent's re-election 4 years ago when a lot of this was all happening. But one thing we haven't seen are any convictions on any of those cases.
Gill says his prosecutors on that case did the best they could with the evidence they had.
Our job is to take these issues when we have that probable cause and we meet our legal standard and prosecute them. And sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. And that's something he was not involved with. And so he gets to make an outside judgment without having knowledge of the internal issues.
Evershed's complaints about low morale and office performance are mirrored in the race for Salt Lake County Clerk, which oversees elections, marriage licenses, and passports. Republican Roseanne Mitchell, the elections director, has taken a leave of absence during her campaign to avoid office friction with her boss, Democrat Sherry Swenson. Mitchell's main worry is about election security. She says while most places in Utah upgraded voting machines this year, Salt Lake County, the state's largest, did not.
There's a lot of concern out there right now about election security. And while I do feel that our machines that we currently use are adequate, they really aren't good enough for what we're doing.
Sherry Swenson has held the clerk post for more than 25 years. She says there's a reason she doesn't want to be the first to use brand new voting equipment.
It makes sense to me not to be the first to jump onto new equipment, but see how well it performs in other counties, and then we'll be moving toward new voting equipment.
If elected, Mitchell says she'd like to integrate more technology into the clerk's office.
When a voter sends their ballot back into our office, I think that they would love to receive a message on their phone or in an email that says their ballot's been received in the office and it's ready to be counted.
Salt Lake County voters faced long lines at the polls on election night 2 years ago. Swenson blames that squarely on Mitchell.
She had poll workers doing data entry and updating provisional voters at the polling places. And they weren't trained, they weren't tested, and that was a process that was never approved by me, and it was tragic.
While workplace politics are playing a big role in the DA and county clerk races, the sheriff's race is more issues-focused. Republican Justin Hoyle is a lieutenant with the Unified Police Department and is challenging his boss, Democratic Sheriff Rosie Rivera. She was appointed last year after former Sheriff Jim Winder resigned to become police chief in Moab. Hoyle says he doesn't have many complaints about Rivera's leadership, but he is frustrated that two cities, Harriman and more recently Riverton, have pulled out of UPD to start their own police forces.
Both those cities have cited a lack of communication, transparency, and responsiveness. I think that that is so important as the sheriff that we're communicating with our partner cities, we're communicating with the citizens of this county, that they know that we're out here protecting them and keeping them safe every day.
Rivera says Harriman and Riverton's complaints started long before she became sheriff. And while she's worked to address their concerns, Rivera says they had already decided to pull out by the time she took over. Instead, Utah's first female sheriff is touting high recruitment numbers, especially for women.
This last year, we've been working hard on recruiting deputies for the jail. And we've had 30 just start the academy. 10 out of 30 are women. So I know we're doing something right, and I really feel like women have a place in law enforcement, too.
Both candidates for sheriff want to open up more jail beds to accommodate a growing county and drug crackdowns near the state's largest homeless shelter. Republicans Evershed, Mitchell, and Hoyle want to upend the status quo in Utah's only county government that's controlled mostly by Democrats. But incumbents Gill, Swenson, and Rivera aren't too worried about their reelection chances. They each say their accomplishments and experience speaks for itself. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.